USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump thinks economists are wrong when they say his trade war is tempting recession. He says Americans are rich now because of tax cuts, and Walmart's numbers are sky high. He says his trade policies only hurt China, and they want to make a deal.
And they're laying off millions of people because they don't want to pay 25%. And that's why they want to come to the table. I don't think there's another reason other than President Xi, I'm sure, likes me very much.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells NBC's Meet the Press that the U.S. is doing well.
Consumers are working at higher wages. They are spending at a rapid pace. They're actually saving also while they're spending. That's an ideal situation. So I think actually the second half of the economy is going to be very good in 2019.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In New York, a small aircraft took a nosedive into a home. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house,
one has severe injuries and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men who had the profiles of a would-be shooter, one from Connecticut, one in Ohio, and also one in Florida. James Patrick Reardon was arrested when his ex-girlfriend turned over text messages to the police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ongoing protests in Hong Kong may hamper the possibility of trade talks between the U.S. and China. This weekend's protests brought more people, but they were more peaceful. The president was asked how China's actions in Hong Kong would affect any trade talks.
I think it would be much harder for me to sign a deal if he did something violent in Hong Kong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has some new ideas on criminal justice reform. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering. The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.